Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Good afternoon and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Sean Kreitz. I'm joined with Diana D'Souza, Executive Director of the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce, and also Lisa Sweet, who is with Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development and Tourism, and also Startup YMM. Now, Diana, Small Business Week, tell me all about it. What does it mean to you?
So what Small Business Week is, let's start. It's been celebrated since 1979, and it is just a week that we celebrate small business, what they mean to us. What we try to do during small business, certainly as Chambers of Commerce, is to support the clarion call for support local, you know, help our business. And now we want this to happen all year round, but we make a special effort. We try to do campaigns and initiatives to support business. But really and truly, if we go back, small businesses are critical to the Canadian economy. Right now, they're feeling the pressure of difficult workforce, economic decisions as the pandemic lingers on. And it's never been more important to support, build, adapt, and support our small businesses.
Mm-hmm. And then so what is, I guess, the goal throughout the week that you want people to take away from you, or what do you want to drive home to listeners right now?
So what we want to drive home, we've got this amazing competition. We've partnered with Startup YMM, where we will be giving, I'll talk about the Chamber of Commerce piece and Lisa can talk about the Startup YMM bit. So the Chamber of Commerce is giving away $10,000 in Shop Local gift cards. First prize will be $5,000. Can you imagine that? You can do your groceries at the independent supermarket. You can get Christmas gifts. You can go to the spa. I mean, I wish I could win it.
Can I win it?
Second prize being $3,000. You can, Sean. Yes. And then third prize, $2,000 in Shop Local gift cards. We're asking you to give a shout out. We're asking you to support local. So we've got this amazing video with Lisa and Regan from the Chamber talking about the promo. We're asking you to tag someone, tag a business, and share that video for a chance to win. Now, in addition, this year, we've partnered in a different way with Startup, and I'm going to get Lisa to talk about the Startup piece.
Thanks, Diana. First of all, I want to say that we are so excited to be partnering with the Chamber of Commerce on Small Business Week. As Diana said, small business is you know, the fabric of any community. So we really want to support our small businesses and encourage people to shop local. Startup YMM is a small business incubator and a technology makerspace. We're focused on building a culture of innovation and entrepreneurship in our region. We help entrepreneurs navigate through their venture, through educational programs, building the community there, creating spaces where entrepreneurs can work on their ideas and be inspired by others. So this year, to partner with the Chamber of Commerce for Small Business Week, we are offering prize packages customized for the winners of the first, second, and third place businesses. So for the first place business, we're going to offer a customized business service package valued at $2,000. And the second place will be $1,000, and the third place will be $500. And when we say customized business services packages, depending on what that entrepreneur, what that small business you know, might benefit from, we'll look at the services we offer and the programming and see what best suits that business.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess, Lisa, question for you. How is the winner determined? Is it like most mentions in the post, or is it just at random, or?
I probably can take that one.
All right.
So what we're going to do is that we're going to, well, and I think we've got almost 150 comments and a ton of shares on it already. We'll put the names in, we'll wheel, and the person that gets first prize, depending on which businesses they tagged. Now, if there's one, it's one, but if they're multiple, again, we'll throw them in and we'll do a wheel to pick the winner.
Okay.
So, as objective as we can be.
Mm-hmm. And then so individuals can win and businesses can also win. Is that how I'm understanding?
Yes. So that's what's different with this year. And that's what's exciting about the partnership with Startup this year. We thought that, you know, let's recognize the businesses by giving them this great opportunities and also create the opportunity for the local spend through the shop local gift cards.
All right, so let's use myself for an example. Let's say I win $5,000. Okay, knock on wood, that's going to happen. Is there a list of places that I can spend that at?
There is over 110 businesses locally that you can spend it at, from supermarkets to all of Peter Pond Mall to places like Fireback Coffee, places like Chocolates and Candlelight, Achieve Wellness Spa. You name it, we've got the options. You want to change your tire, you want to get your car washed to City Center Car Wash, you know, you want to get your windscreen fixed. We've got such a wide range of vendors, of businesses that are registered on the program. So mm-hmm. you're not going to miss anything. Let's put it like that.
Yeah. And then for Small Business Week, I guess, I don't know if you have an answer to this question, but how do you define or classify like a small business or a local business?
So a small business, they're different definitions, mm-hmm. right? So typically the safest one that everyone goes with is a business with less than 50 employees. That's generally the one. There's also revenue. If your, you know, if your revenue is not over, it's a million, but they look at bottom line profit. So they're different. So different banks, different places define it differently, but the generally accepted one is less than 50 employees.
Oh, okay. I was always wondering that. And then like the same thing, like I hear like always time, like shop local and whatnot, there's always a debate that I've seen where it's just like, well, is it a chain, but it's owned by local people, or is it like a local business that you can't find anywhere else?
So, you know what? It's a combination. The independent businesses are generally the ones that a lot of people think when they think about local. But if you look at some of the franchises, they're owned by local mm-hmm. people that live local, people that contribute local and that are part of local. So it is a combination of people that contribute and people that live here. So I guess when you talk about local, it's not necessarily somewhere where the money keeps going outside, but where it's a bit of reinvestment in the local community.
Thank you so much to Diana, Executive Director from the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce, and Lisa Sweet from Economic Development and Tourism and Startup YMM for joining me today. Lots more questions, lots more, absolutely. Coming up, we're just going to take our first break here.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mixed 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mixed 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. Happy Monday. I'm Sean Kreitz. Pleasure to be with you. It is the 18th. I'm joined with Diana D'Souza, Executive Director, Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce, and also Lisa Sweet from Economic Development and Tourism and also Startup YMM. We're chatting about Small Business Week. So has this been done before between Startup and the Chamber, or is this like a first time? Holy moly.
No, we've partnered. We partnered last year on it as well. There's a natural partnership with Startup and the Chamber. So there's quite a lot of opportunities where we come together, offer training, and do different things, because we deal with established businesses and they deal with startup. And sometimes the established businesses may want to branch out or grow their businesses. So there's a natural partnership between the two organizations.
Mm-hmm. And then, so this is obviously the huge part of Small Business Week. Anything else that's highlighting businesses or anything else during Small Business Week that you want to highlight as well?
Well, I want to highlight that we culminate the week with our business awards on Thursday. So we're excited about that. And we're looking forward to celebrating these amazing businesses. And we still have the People of Choice Awards that's ongoing, and we hope to see lots of people at the event. The other part that I really wanted to talk about a little bit is our restaurants. And restaurants really being forced to implement the restriction exemption program and being hurt, and they're hurting because of it. So we've had some businesses that have reached out and their cash flow is challenged. You know, in another month or so, if things don't pick up, they're going to be challenged and we may see businesses closing. So really, it's a little bit of a request to ask, a call, an explanation to our residents to please support our restaurants. This is not something they really had a choice in. If your choice is not to be vaccinated, you can order from them. But if you are, continue to support them so that we can continue to have them as options to celebrate our special occasions.
Have you heard from restaurants, and I don't know if you're allowed to say back, but like, what is the easiest way to help support them? Is it like dining in? Is it picking up? Is it taking out? Or are they all equally as good?
You know what? All of the above, but always dining in. You know, a glass of wine. The profit margins for restaurants are when we take that glass of wine or that cocktail. Certainly dining in, there's an opportunity for the servers to be given a tip. So it creates an economic impact, definitely. And it also creates more employment when they have a large dine-in complement versus a takeout. But all of the above. So, I mean, if you're not vaccinated and that's your choice, you can order in.
Mm-hmm. And then again, like with the restaurants, I'm trying to think how to word this. Like, have you heard, obviously, with being with the chamber, that you probably communicate lots with them, I'm assuming? Yeah.
We have heard, and they're hurting. You've got some that have reduced hours. Others that are trying. You have some like Earl's that's been pretty creative and offering the PCR test for a cost. So it's been mixed, but it's been largely they have been impacted. Mm-hmm. We're hoping it settles, but you know, we're asking for people to continue to support them as you normally would.
Yeah. And have any of them offered like feedback on what they would like to see changed other than this like program, like moving forward? Like what would be a better solution? Have they said anything like that?
No, they haven't. And unfortunately, we are at the mercy of the GOE and the rules. I mean, they've made it for them to opt in, but realistically, the only way for them to keep it open and have an opportunity to thrive is to opt in to rep, right? They really do not have a choice.
Yeah. And then I saw the GOA also said something about sometime down the road, they didn't give a timeline, they're going to offer $2,000. Is that going to be any help at all? Do you know?
You know what? Everything is a help, but I mean, businesses are talking about impacts of 40 to 60% of their business. With the implementation of REP. One of the things our chamber is doing in collection with our chamber network for Alberta is we are waiting a little bit and then we will do a survey to see the impact and then we will go advocate to GOA for maybe some bigger financial supports for the business. Even that $2,000 was something we had advocated for, but based on the impact, if it's lasting, then we would advocate for something more.
Mm-hmm. Just going to take our second break here on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Sean Kreitz, joined with Diana D'Souza, Executive Director, Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce, and also Lisa Sweet. She's with Economic Development and Tourism and Startup YMM.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker, Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Now,
we're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker, Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back. Hey, Sean Kreitz, Fort McMurray Matters. On the line today, we have Diana D'Souza and Lisa Sweet. We're talking about Small Business Week. We've talked about the initiative that you have going on. You can go check out their Facebook page, get entered to win some prizes. We have talked about the restaurants in the community. Do you want to talk about the business awards now, Diana? Coming up, was it Thursday?
It is Thursday. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 7. We've got some great entertainment. We've got some awesome sponsors, and we've got some awesome businesses to recognize. So we still have the People Choice voting going on. Go on and choose that favorite business of yours. You can vote every day, but also join us. You can go to Keanu Box Office for ticket sales, or reach out to us at the Chamber and we can guide you.
Mm-hmm. And then the People Choice is the only one that community voted on?
It is. Now, all the nominations are community nominations. So any of the businesses that have been shortlisted for People Choice was nominated and then went to a selection committee to then be the shortlisted finalists that are now up for People Choice. So it's all triggered by input from the community. And then, you know, the selection committee will have maybe stronger criteria for each category. And then we allow for the general public. It's like all those shows, the music shows and the singing shows where you get a People Choice.
Oh, yeah. And you can is attending in person the only way, or is it online as well?
At this point in time, it's attending in person, and we have opted into rep. So proof of vaccination or a negative PCR test, a privately paid PCR test within 72 hours will be required for attendance.
All right. Anything else you want to add, whether it's about the awards, the restaurants, or the partnership?
Just get out and support a local business. Make that choice. You know, it is a choice, but it's a good choice for our community. So wherever you can, please support local.
Diana, always a pleasure. Lisa, anything else you want to add?
I think Diana has done a great job. The Chamber's done a great job promoting small business throughout the whole year, but definitely during Small Business Week. And once again, as we have in the past, economic development and tourism, and this year through Startup YMM as well. Really excited to be part of Small Business Week. And I echo Diana in saying that, you know, get out and support local. And and, you know, those small businesses really, you know, help build our community. So we really want to encourage and do as much as we can to keep our local businesses here.
Very cool. Hey, one more time. Where do you find the contest? Is that only on Facebook, or is it on like websites and other social medias?
So you can find it on the FortMcMurrayChamber.ca's website.
All righty.
As well as Facebook.
All right. So can you enter on both places, or only one entry?
No. So the video to share and tag the video is on. You have to compete on Facebook, but the details are also on the website.
Wonderful. So all the details over on the website, but do the liking and the sharing over on the Facebook.
Yes.
Perfect. Clear as mud. All right. Thank you so much for joining me today. And like I said, always a pleasure talking to y'all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean. Always a pleasure. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, guys.
And that's all the time we have today for Fort McMurray Matters. Thank you so much for tuning in. And a big thank you goes out to Diana and Lisa for talking about Small Business Week here. I'm Sean Kreitz, going to sign off. Thank you for tuning in. And if you want to catch the full episode, you can go on over to our website. It will be posted there shortly, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, we'll talk to you later.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.